For the next couple of months, Reflections Gallery on Lee Highway here in Chattanooga is celebrating the rural South. Two of the 25 artists whose work is featured in the exhibition are speaking with WUTC's Richard Winham today. One is Matt Welch, a self-taught photorealist painter who grew up in Texas. The other is Renelle Plouffe, an abstract painter originally from Gatineau City in western Quebec.
Some of my first serious attempts at art were architecture. Perspective appeals to me, but I always seem to understand it. I don't know why. Even younger, I understood, kind of had a basic understanding of the rules of perspective, and saw mainly where it applied in the presentation or the depiction of a structure. And that may have been what kind of rolled into the architecture or drafting, things like that. But, it's an underlying current in some of my work, understanding that the basis of a good piece of artwork is its, especially in fairly representational work like mine, you got to have a good drawing underneath that paint. You know, it's got to be believable. So perspective comes into play, and relationship and the composition comes into play. Sometimes you hear people talk about the golden thirds of the upper and lower thirds, and the composition rules that you need to follow, and you have to have that basis. Even as a kid, I've always been able to draw. And of course, growing up, when I was 10, 11, 12, I was interested in cars, and when the first Ford Mustang came out, I saw the commercials and then went down to the dealership and, got Dad to take me down there and looked at one, and I could draw that thing almost. Now, it was the line of a 10-year-old, but I knew where the dimples and the little creases and the bends were. And I remember I could look at a set of taillights at nighttime when I was a kid and tell you what year and make and model that was, which really frustrated Mother and Dad, because apparently I was having trouble with simple division, my sixth grade year in elementary school. It's that mindset. You lock into something, and when you really see what you want to do, there are no barriers. And then possibly everything else is perceived as a chore. I don't know. I do like detail, and I think that detail comes from texture. You talked about texture. I love texture in anything. And sometimes it's the texture of the paint on the canvas, and sometimes it's the texture that's within the object itself. Those little things really appeal to me. Whether that translates into I don't want to say a photorealistic representation, but an opportunity when you're walking up to my work is you see an image at a distance, at a certain distance, and as you get closer, you start seeing these little smaller pieces of detail and the underlying colors or the little subtle flecks of paint that you put in here, which appeals to me in a lot of ways. I hope a viewer, as they approach my work, is continually drawn in to it until they bump their nose on it. What I've always hoped for is that I've taken something, everyday objects that people might pass by many, many times and never really look at it, but maybe I've tried to find this moment where the lighting was a certain way or the color was a certain way. That is appealing to that scene. And maybe the next time that person is in that environment, they will perceive it differently. Mm-hmm. And I've always kind of been tied to that. I've even taken photographs of a scene that I don't know what's in there, but I know something's in there. I got to where I try to carry around. I've got a little, digital camera, and I've got quite a few photographs taken through the windshield or the passenger side window of my cars that I've done paintings from.
Sometimes it's just the composition of the color, mm-hmm. and you drive and you take a picture and you don't see anything, but you see the pattern of color, yeah. with the light, and it's just, it's nice. but we don't often, we don't have the time of stopping and taking the time. And I don't know how many times, you know, my husband's like rushing. It's like, move, we need to get ready. We need to go and relax. And it's like, why are you rushing? Like, we need to relax. Yeah, well, calm down. We can relax now and look at, you know, take our time and just enjoying instead of always rushing and try to do everything.
And maybe I'm getting that scent. Something's there. I smell something. I don't know what it is, but, you know. And then I take that sensory snapshot. You asked, what am I seeing or why am I seeing it? And I take that back to, you know, this gift that I have. And I don't say that in an egotistical way. I just say that is that there's something in there that clicks. And I know when it clicks, I'd better take some action or I'm going to lose it, because it may not be there the next morning when I'm driving in.
When I paint, my mind shut down. It's the only time that I don't have a task list. I don't worry about anything. I put my music, I say my three phrase before I always start a piece. And I can do anything. I can fail, it doesn't matter. I'm happy at the end of the day, even if I failed. Because I learned something and I did something. And the next day you go back to a piece that you hate and you can turn it to something beautiful, or you go to bed and you think it's so good and you get up the next day, it's like it's not that good. I could paint on the same painting over and over and just cover it and I would be happy. But when you paint something, you need to people to see it. If no one see it, it's like they're not alive. It's satisfying for me to paint because I need to paint for balance in my life. But if I don't have a crowd, I don't know, my painting, it's always important when I sell a painting and I know, and often people's gonna send me a picture in their home with my painting, and I'm so happy and I'm so grateful when I see that. And I appreciate that they not only like my work, but it's like giving a life to someone or something.
We've talked a lot about the internet, and I would think that the internet has had an enormous impact on the visual art world, and yet you're still here in a gallery. So galleries are still important.
Oh yeah, it's really hard to sell through the internet. I did a few sales, but most of the people who bought my work from the internet, they saw, like 95% saw my work. They bought it prior, or they saw me in an event, or I have some client in Houston, they still contact me and they say, oh, I saw that work on Facebook, can I have it? Yes, transaction, send the picture. And they're always amazed, like, it's so different from, because of the texture. You can't really represent that even with the best photographer, which I can't afford. I take my own picture of my work, but it's really hard to get to that feeling of the layer and the... So you have a picture, but it's never quite the same. Like, it's like buying shoes online. Yeah, you can return them, but it's all the trouble. Like, you want to try them on. The same thing with a painting. You want to see it. So you really need to be careful when you see something online and you think that you like something or you dislike something, because you can get in front of the pieces and it's completely different. The same way with people. You can read about anyone and have a judgment on a people, like him or dislike him or have no interest. But if you meet the person, you completely change. You can hate the person, you can love it, but the impression's not gonna be the same. It's the same thing with art. I think the online, it gives you an opening, but it could be a double blade.
I remember the first time I saw a Van Gogh. I'd been exposed to Van Gogh's images. I mean, I've got one on my sunscreen that I put in my windshield of my car, you know. But first time I saw one, and you saw that heavy application of paint, not just necessarily the colors that he used, but the paint. And it was... it was an emotional experience. Mm-hmm. The things that I like to see in paintings, and it's also part of my learning process, is I can look at a painting and kind of understand the process. But when you look at a painting, I looked at a Thomas Moran painting, a landscape at a gallery in Fort Worth. Beautiful southwestern landscape. But in one of the strokes was a bristle from the brush that he used. That fascinated me. I mean, those little things that are, to me, I see as gifts. Now, I don't necessarily intentionally put bristles into my work, but if one happens to be pulled out, I kind of leave it there. But that's what being in the same space with artwork does for me. And I hope that's what people experience. Sometimes not all of them do. But that's fascinating to me. We can see the motion when you can see the artist work, not necessarily his creation, but his work. It has a connection there that two-dimensional printing just doesn't give you.
Yeah, I know. And the thing with the gallery, too, is you have a connection with the people, the viewer. And it's funny how you can see, 50 people, you can meet them during an event, and they're going to look at the same work and have completely different idea of it. Some of them see stuff that I didn't intend to put that, or it's like, really? I did a show and it was line of building and industry, and to reflect all the destruction of with all we do and the pollution, and someone came to me and he says, he's a good friend, he said, I see a chapel. And I was like, really? Where's the chapel? And he showed me in the painting. He owned the painting now, and now the only thing I can see in that painting is chapel. So it's really ridiculous. And I didn't plan to do that. It was just chemical plan that mm-hmm. I put. But if you look at a certain distance, it really looked like a chapel. So it's really funny. You do something and you can learn. So I think that the benefit of having those show, it's really a treasure to meet those people and to learn.
Paintings by Matt Welch and Renelle Plouffe are part of the exhibition The Rural South, now at Reflections Gallery on Lee Highway. Details are on the website reflectionsgallerytn.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.